Yes, we are making a difference. With Good News in Iraq, I'm Paul McKellips. From 1991 until 2003, Saddam Hussein's Ba'athist regime nearly destroyed the Mesopotamian marshlands, one of the largest wetland systems in the world. Massive drainage structures were used to divert water away from the 8,000 square miles of marshes. The 5,000-year-old Marsh Arab society was exiled and nearly annihilated. Thousands and thousands of residents were brutally murdered. U.S. Navy Captain Hank Damaraki explains.
There's a whole village that lived on the water. It got from mound to mound to house by boat, and they lived on the mounds and they do fishing from them. For one reason or another, Saddam decided to drain out the marshes and kill off the people, make them move out of the area.
But with help from USAID, the American military, and coalition partners, the new Iraqi government has been working to restore the wetlands at the confluence of the Tigris and Euphrates in southern Iraq. Reflooding has now covered 25% to 30% of the original marshlands.
USAID's contractors started bringing fingerlings in, and they supplied 2 million fingerlings to the area. And the fish are growing now. The farmers are back farming the areas. The families are moving back. When you fly over, you don't see as many as you did a few years ago. But now you see quite a bit of farmers back there when their boats are coming back and communities coming back in the area.
Iraq's Ministry of Agriculture has established 30 alfalfa farms in the marshes to provide livestock feed. A veterinary service has been built to supply medicine and treat livestock diseases for the area's 14,000 animals. And now 72 demonstration farms have been established in the marshlands to introduce new crops and improve management practices for sorghum, wheat, barley, and broad beans. For the State Department's Public Affairs Go Team in Iraq, I'm Paul McKillops.